What's up, After Buzzers? We are here with the Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show, and tonight we finally get to find out what happens between Porsha and Candy, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's up?
Yes.
What are we looking at right here?
What's going on, guys?
I'm like, when the beat gonna drop? Wearing some dance to it?
No, I don't think so. I think
yeah.
Oh, FYI, guys, we're looking at a YouTube video. In case you guys are wondering why we're looking up.
Yes. Well, welcome back, guys. We missed you. We are back to talk Real Housewives of Atlanta, episode 13 and 14 tonight. And we are in live chat, so feel free to write to us. We will definitely love to hear from you guys. I'm Jesse Zahner. You can find me on all social media at Athletic, and tell everybody where they can find you guys.
All right, guys. I am Mo Classified. You can find me on Instagram and Snapchat at Mo Classified.
What's up, everybody? I'm Jay Hart. Feels good to be back, FYI.
I know.
And
right.
You can find me on social media at It's Me, Jay Hart.
How long were we gone? A week or two?
I feel like it was a long time. It was 2 weeks for sure, right? Yeah, it was 2 weeks.
Oh,
yeah.
No, Super Bowl, and then we didn't happen until last week. No, I was for real. Like, I was like, oh, it feels like a long time.
It feels like a long time, yeah.
We miss you guys.
We do. So we're so excited. There's people in the chat. They're talking all kinds of stuff. So let's start with episode 13. We get to see the rest of the glamping, or I guess the whole glamping. So much happens in this episode, and I'm like, they should just give Marlo a peach for real, because at this point, she's just, like, all in. So we see Marlo, I feel like she stole the glamping show, because she comes in, first off, she tells everybody she can't, Phaedra tells everybody she has 6 rooms, so people are going to have to bunk up because they brought their friends, and Marlo doesn't want to stay with anybody because she has a gas problem.
Right, and she was serious about it,
because
I heard it. As she was walking.
Yeah, I don't. It was, do you think that was real, or do you think that was special effects?
It's like,
come on. That's what I.
Why would they be that petty?
I don't know.
But I was like,
this
gas.
Is so ridiculous. However, though, that might be a good way to get people not to stay with you,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Like, that's what I was thinking.
That's so smart. You just say, like, hey, I have really bad gas. No one wants to stay with me, so.
But yeah, I felt like it was real.
But like,
why
girl,
would they fake and do her?
And
why would they do her like that? You know, like,
but it's like,
let's put a little fart right here.
That's what I thought. Because I'm like, this is too ridiculous.
It's a shady show.
Who would
what
do this on camera?
I didn't know that they.
And the thing is like, is like, how is this girl going to show up? Like, you're not even invited by the girl who like put the trip together,
right?
But and you're going to be like, I want my own room,
right? Right.
I mean, it's Marlo.
I know, and
Marlo,
I love it, though. It's funny.
And
she
is.
I
love Marlo. I do think she deserves a peach.
I do, too. I think she
brings
a
lot.
Why?
Just because
she's messy? Yeah,
but she have to be messy in order to get a peach?
Yeah.
Why you just can't be a
so
classy young lady? I'm just
I feel
see,
like
I don't know.
Classy too, though.
Marlo's not classy. This could be real. She's
I think Marlo is pretty classy.
Sophisticated ratchet.
Oh, we all are. That'll take away from your class.
Yeah.
I'm sophisticated ratchet.
Not.
Yes, I am.
Anyway.
So Joseph Boza says, I heard Marlo's gas. You would have to think it's real. Her gas sunk so bad that you could feel it in 3D.
He
smelled it?
Yeah, he smelled it through the television.
Wow.
Yeah, it's incredible. So that's not the only stuff that was going on with Marlo. Marlo, and I know we talked about this. I don't know if you were here for this, Justin, but we were talking about it because we saw it in the previews. This was like long ago. I feel like we haven't been back forever. But Marlo brings up finally, like, she goes at Kenya this episode. Mm-hmm. So
when she goes in on her.
Oh, yeah. She goes in on her about everything. Like, your lashes look like shit.
Mom.
Yeah, your mom.
They're
not being
too, much.
Yeah, that was too much.
Oh, yeah. You can't keep. What did she say? You can't keep a broke man.
Right.
Kenya calls her a bitch and she says, why are you talking about yourself? Your own mom doesn't want to keep you.
Exactly.
Yikes.
So we talked about this before, and I was like, at some point, so you and I disagreed on this, because I was like, why can't you just be the bigger person and just be like, don't go at her mom? Like, if you want to go at Matt, if you want to go at her eyelashes or whatever else, fine, but, like, you know that her mom is, like, her soft spot.
I still disagree, because
but you're all
have
for
so
her
many soft spots.
She wants, she thinks it's okay to call
Kenya
her out.
If Kenya can low blow everybody, like, Kenya has no remorse when it comes to being
so just because somebody love blows it, it means you have to stoop lower in order to
But I'm saying, why should Marlo have to be the one to be the bigger person?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say be like, the bigger person, but I think it is for you, in order to be a mature and a classy, you know what I'm saying, person, you don't have to, you know, talk about somebody's mother.
Maybe
you know,
she didn't want to be mature. That's a sensitive subject.
Well, and that's what I said, because like we've seen this on last season where she goes to find her mom. Like, we know she's having that problem. So I just feel like, I get what you're saying. Like, why does somebody always have to be the...
to this, though.
Well, that's true.
It's taking it too far.
I think it is, too.
When she's coming for people. No consideration whatsoever.
That doesn't mean you have to stoop that low just so...
But why do we have to, you know... spare her feelings when she's never spared anybody's feelings.
I'm just, and what the thing is, you can be shady without talking about somebody's family members.
Right.
And well, as we know, this is a very deep, you know, issue that Kenya is dealing
with.
Yes. So the thing is, I understand Marlo is hurt because that's the only reason why she, you know, she directed that comment towards, you know, towards Kenya. But my thing is, you don't have to, you know what I'm saying, belittle yourself in order to make somebody feel, you know
you
what I'm saying, bad.
You don't have to, but you can.
I know, but this sure.
But what is that doing out of the situation? It's still not going to reach a solution for their issues.
Exactly. But what Kenya does is never reaching a solution.
I know, but that's Kenya, though.
Yeah, I know. And I'm kind of on your side, too. Like, I think, like, with... Well, no, I just think, like, sometimes, like, when there are people that have, like, issues like this, they're, like, so deep-rooted, like... Yeah. It's like it's like becoming like who this person is, like, to the deepest level, and I'm just like, at some point you just have to be like, okay, like, I know who Kenya is, so I can take these shots here and there, but like, I'm not gonna go that low, because it's just,
to be honest,
know.
I think everybody else on the show would have went that low as well.
You think?
Not even just Marlo. Like, I feel like if it would have came to it, people
well,
would
like
go
Portia,
that low. It's not far fetched.
Portia, like, you think Phaedra would?
I don't think so.
Because I don't think, like, Candy would. I don't think Cynthia would.
I don't even think Portia would, because even when they
Portia
got into
would.
It before.
That's probably the only person I think.
But when they got into other arguments, she never brought up her mom. I think Portia, I think people are smart enough to know that, but Marlo is just a different case.
Right.
I mean, she's just ratchet as hell, so. Right.
So. Well, yeah, I feel like that's true, but I also think Marlo shouldn't have any reason to hold back either. Like,
and we
that's
have a,
not fair.
Yeah, we have a lot of mixed comments on here. So people are saying Kenya low blows everybody. Because she is hurt.
Yeah, that's what Mo said.
And that she said it's a fair game and don't feel bad for her.
Yes, definitely.
But then other people... So then Joseph Bozai, I like Joseph's comments. No woman on the show wants to be a bigger woman.
Exactly.
No woman on the show wants to be a bigger woman.
Be the real housewife.
Sometimes you have to play dirty to get your point across.
Exactly.
Or get your peach.
Yeah, get your peach, for sure. Actually, that's a good point. I never thought about it, because that's what I was saying. Marlo, like, this episode, like, showed me that she definitely wants a peach, and maybe that's where she's going. She's just playing dirty as hell to get her peach.
But why don't she hasn't got a peach already? Because
I don't know.
Even in the past,
she's always
worthy to have a peach.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
Why they keep making her poop
herself. Because her violent background, that's why.
They don't want another Portia.
She's going to shoot the peach.
So, it's funny, because all this happens with Marlo and Kenya, but in the end we see them making up. I believe that happens in episode 14. They make up. They have this time where they're like at dinner with each other. Maybe that's the end of this episode, and basically they apologize to each other, and easy as that, they're made up.
I don't think it was genuine.
You don't think so?
No.
Yeah.
See, I thought it was.
Why?
But because I almost felt like the fighting was just like nonsense, and that was just there for show, because they made up so easily. I did think it was genuine, because even at the end, then Marlo throws a little bit of shade at Kenya when she tells her, like, you still have to be cautious.
Right.
So I don't know.
It's
kind of tough.
I don't think it was genuine. I think she was just pretty much laying it out there just so Marlo can focus on the other issue that took place at the dinner, which was between Portia and Candy.
Right. And things could be off of her.
But I do think that Marlo, her apology as far as talking about her mom was genuine. But as far as like them making amends to come together, I don't think.
I agree with that.
Okay.
I feel like the apology was sincere, but I feel like they can get in an argument tomorrow and it'll be nothing.
Yeah.
Like they'll be back not friends again.
Yeah.
Real soon. Like, Marlo is just low tolerance for her right now. But at the same time, like, let me just apologize for that low blow.
Mm-hmm.
But we could still go back to not being friends tomorrow if you want to.
Yes. So I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens with those guys. Because also, while they're at dinner, you know, Justin, you were alluding to this, but Shrey brings up the fact that people have been talking about Candy mm-hmm. being a lesbian. Mm-hmm. And this is goes back to what we've been waiting for all season, exactly. our interview with Candy, where she kind of told us about this situation. Mm-hmm. So Sheree and Marlo, because I think Marlo first brings it up, but then Sheree goes and says, you know, people have been saying that you're a lesbian. And it's great because when she tells the group that, everybody's like, what? Who?
Right.
Like,
right.
who's saying this?
Well, really, Portia was the main one that was like, what? Right. Who?
But no, wait, no, but wait, everybody like was like, I was so like, guilty down in those champagnes. Like, she poured like two or three champagnes at
I was
one
just
time
like just shocked. Like, they were just like, who said that about Candy? Right. I haven't heard that. Like, right. where are you getting this information? And I'm right. just like, oh my God. And Sheree even gives them a second because Sheree's like, I'm not going to say any names. And then finally she's
but
like,
I feel like it kind of put, no, it didn't put Sheree on the spot. Never mind. But I don't know. I feel like Sheree tried to almost kind of act like, I'm not a part of this, even though she's the one who told Marlo.
Right?
But then at the same time, it was just like, okay, now that it's out.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out why. I'm sorry, finish your point.
Well, no, just let me give people a chance to tell on themselves. Like, let me not look like the bad guy. Now tell on yourself who really said it. Even though I'm the one who told someone else that you said it, you just admit that you said it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I just feel like, you know, when they did the when they showed the recap clip of the actual conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought that Phaedra was more vocal about Candy being a lesbian.
So,
I mean,
Portia was just kind of like on her.
She only said little bits and pieces here and there, but I think Phaedra was the main one. So I'm surprised that, you know, Sheree called Portia out instead of, you know, saying, oh, actually, Phaedra, you don't say that it was bang bang whatever doing what they was doing. You know?
So that's my question. Why do you think Sheree like singled Portia out and didn't say anything about Phaedra?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Maybe if she's considering Candy and Phaedra's relationship, and she's like, I'd rather out Portia than I would rather out Phaedra because I know how sensitive Phaedra and Candy's past is, you know, or what could happen if I was to out Phaedra. That's just a scenario. That might not even be the truth. But I'm just
that
like,
could be.
But if you
think
about it, Sheree started, when she called Portia out, she was like, you know, Portia, we had a conversation, you know what I'm saying, about it. So I think, honestly, I don't think she was really trying to, I don't know, I think she was waiting on Phaedra to speak up about it, but, you know, that's when she was like, well, you know, Portia, we had a conversation about it, and I guess during that time, that's when she was expecting, you know, Phaedra to step up and say something.
And actually, now that you say that, she does mention, like, I'm pretty sure it was Sheree that mentions, you know, if my best friend was in this situation, I'd probably stand up for her. But my thing is, like, did Sheree think that it's weird, because we see Portia show up at Sheree's house before they go out, and, you know, Phaedra went to Kenya's. So I thought maybe, like, Portia and Sheree were getting closer, but maybe it's easier to pick a fight with Portia than it is Phaedra.
But I feel like they shouldn't pick a fight with Portia either, because they know Portia's violent past.
Right. But maybe, like, because if you had to pick a fight with somebody, who would you pick a fight with? Who would be easier to deal with?
I actually think Phaedra would be easier to deal with.
You think?
Yeah, than Portia. Because Phaedra is more of like, I don't want this confrontation. Like, I don't need it. I don't have time for it. Lord, please fix it.
I don't know. I just feel like I might rather get in a fight with Portia. Because
she's a baby?
Yeah, I think she's just easier to control than Phaedra is.
I don't know about
Phaedra's
that.
Phaedra's up to
like
all
Phaedra
kinds
would
of...
just lie about it. Just, like, continue to lie about it.
And be for sure. That's what she does.
Y'all better go on about your business, because I'm telling you the truth, and if you don't believe then I don't care.
It's that situation where it's like Portia's like the younger sibling of them all. So it's like, we know how she's going to react or whatever. So although she claims she's going to...
On.
Yeah, they're picking on her. I mean, my brothers and my sisters used to do this to me all the time.
Yeah.
So I get it. You know, I sympathize with that. But I think that's what it is, and we know that. And I think the thing is, they try to test Portia too, because they know she's taking, you know, those anger management classes, just to see if it's working out.
Right? Yeah, you could be right.
They're just stooping to all kinds of lows.
Yeah. So it's, you know, that really upsets Candy. Candy, Candy lets everybody know that. No, you're fine.
My ears itching, guys.
We have real problems here. Candy lets everybody know she's married. She's happy with her man. And then Candy ends up leaving early. She doesn't want to ride the bus home with everybody, so she gets a car to come pick her up. They all get on the bus, and they're all just, like, laughing and joking about it, which I thought was funny, and I was like, I wish Candy would have gone, because maybe this would have been, like a lighter situation than it had to be, because maybe they would all been joking around with each other and whatever. And then, like, I have to mention this, because Portia was also wearing this, like, choker that was, like, an anti-priest choker. Do you know what I mean? Okay, it was like the opposite of what like a priest wears. I'm like, that's a weird look. It was like, you know how priest? Yeah, it was like, you know how a priest wears like a black thing around their neck and then has white? She was wearing like white with black.
Right?
No. Black with white. And I was like, oh, you kind of look like the opposite of a priest. Weird. But anyways, whose side? I've been dying to ask you guys, like, whose side are you on in this situation? Like, do you believe Candy or Portia with all of this going on about...
I believe Candy.
Yeah.
I believe Candy.
Why?
I know, I'm like...
Why?
Because, I mean, I just feel like she had more details to her story, and I feel like Portia didn't deny her either. Like,
yeah.
Portia didn't deny what Candy expressed or said about the situation and the scenario and the night that it happened, you know? So... I feel like, yeah, Portia had nothing to say because it was the truth.
What do you think, Justin?
Definitely Candy.
Do you?
Most definitely Candy. I mean, Portia is so cute. It's funny because she reminds me of myself. Like, you know, when you get caught in a lie.
Yeah.
It's like you try to cover it up and you try to act surprised. But, I mean, you know, the Portia's a fun girl. So the thing is, like, I mean, Candy made a really good point. In this episode 14, when she was like, you know, you need to live in your truth. Like, you stop living in secret. Just be you. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, whatever you do, just, you know, own it.
Right.
Or whatever. And I just felt like, you know, Portia, she... I don't know, for some reason she's still trying to cover up and make it seem like she's this innocent,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's
like,
Portia, you're fun.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Whatever you do is what you do. Just,
right.
You know, own up to it. So, you know, it was just obvious that she was lying when Candy called her out. And like I said, Candy's not the type of person to lie about anything. So, you know, she's always kept it 100 or whatever. But I'm definitely team Candy on this one.
Yeah, no.
And I'm just like, why lie about it, Portia? Like, it's already out. Just... you know, own up to it.
You ain't got a lot of credit.
And you too grown. Like, if that's what you do, that's what you
do.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like Cynthia, she came out and said, I wish
oh my
I
gosh,
knew.
Yes. Like, so that was so funny. I love that part. So Cynthia said later, then she guesses she's a lesbian and she wish she would have known that Candy was too, because they could have slept together when she's like overnight in her house. I thought that was a weird moment.
Did she say she's a lesbian?
Well, because they were saying, like, what is a lesbian now? Is it just like if you've experimented, if you've
did this
or that? They couldn't decide, and they're saying, oh, if it's you just did anything, then
what do you guys? What is a lesbian?
From my upbringing, a lesbian is, you know, if I was a lesbian, then I'm only attracted to women. I only like women.
Mm-hmm.
But then bisexual is I like women and men. So a lesbian is just like strictly, you know, same sex. You're not trying to dibble and dabble. But what about y'all? Same definition or no?
Or no?
Yeah, I mean. It, yeah. I mean, I hate putting like...
Why is there a label?
Yeah, that's what I hate.
We're human.
Can't everybody just do whatever they want and like, who cares?
Yeah, that's... Well,
just live open and
but
be
it's
free.
So, yeah, it's like, I never really thought of like what the definition of it is, I guess. Like,
that's
strict. So I do have to bring up another point because we do have so much to talk about this episode. But Give Me Shelter, who is chatting with us online, says, is Candy getting on anyone else's nerves? And this is something that we're getting a lot in the comments. And
really?
I'm wondering,
she's on people's nerves because she's not doing what she's done in past seasons.
Yes.
Right.
And
they
feel like she's doing the most when really she's doing just enough to... you know, prove her case. Like in past seasons, like she said, she didn't like herself on camera. She didn't like how the editing changed her and made her, you know, a bad person, or just made situations something that they weren't. So it's like this season she has to go over and beyond to make it all clear, you know?
No, I totally agree. And if you guys haven't seen our interview with Candy, you should definitely check it out because she tells us that, you know, sitting back and not saying things in certain situations has got her in trouble in the past, so she wasn't going to bite her tongue anymore.
Yeah.
And I mean, how long can you go with these women without finally saying something and defending yourself?
Inside.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Allow her to speak up for herself.
Yeah.
You know,
so
Candy,
that's why she's getting on your nerves. Y'all not used to it. It's just something different.
Well, get used to it because she's stepping up now.
Yeah.
She's going to write a song about it.
So Give Me Shelter. Just let us know why you think Candy is getting on your nerves, because this is not the first person that said this. We've had a lot of comments about Candy's getting on people's nerves, and I just don't get it because I've loved Candy all along, and I like seeing her finally stand up for herself.
I do.
They just want her to be the doormat that she
she's
usually...
not.
Would be.
She's speaking
or
up.
Was. Yeah.
So yeah.
Respect that.
Exactly.
Fans.
So, speaking of Candy, Candy goes back home and we see her in the candy factory with all of her friends, and she basically tells the whole story about her and Portia. So Portia kissed her and then tried to make more advances on her that night.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that that Portia is an aggressive lesbian when she's drunk.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I believe it.
I do see it in Portia.
She's an aggressive drunken overall.
Yeah. She was like, they kissed that night in the club when her and Todd went to the club that night.
Right. And she tongued wanted her down, to eat her out.
And she said
she tongued her down. Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said they both kissed.
Oh, I knew they kissed, but I didn't know she said she tongued her down.
Yeah. She's like, they tongued. Yeah, they definitely used the tongue in this situation. But then she also said that Portia whispered in her ear. Yeah. Do you guys want to repeat what she said?
Go ahead.
I'm saved. I don't say those type of words. You know, so do you want to say it?
Go ahead, Ma.
I don't want to say it.
Okay, well, anyway, she was like, I want to eat you until you come or whatever. You know, basically is what
Do you need
saying.
Me to say it?
Do you want me to say it?
Can you say it? Yeah.
Was that Jesus?
Why
what happened?
Jesus is allowing us to say those words on air. So.
Sorry, happy Sunday. But no.
Seriously?
I mean, y'all know, if y'all seen it tonight, y'all know what she said. But, you know, I thought that was, you know, interesting.
So did I. And it's so funny because after that, Todd mentions... like that they went to the Waffle House afterwards, which I thought was hilarious because then one of her employees says, who was it that said, I can't, or she
can't
said,
get what
she
I
said,
want to eat tonight.
Portia says, I can't really eat what I want, so I'll eat this waffle instead. Yeah. Which I thought
and
was hilarious.
I can really picture Portia like saying all of this and doing all of this and just being, you know, completely drunk, not aware of like how far she's going, you know, how far she was taking it.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah, so I thought it was all...
I wonder why Todd didn't take up that offer, though.
Yeah.
As a man.
Well,
like...
They're only telling us so much.
Exactly. That's true. But no, I feel like... Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't... Even if I was Candy, I probably wouldn't have added that much. Just enough to let Portia know you out of line. Like, don't try to come for me and don't think that I'm kind of coming for you back.
Right.
But we don't have to tell the whole situation.
Yeah.
Just in case that did happen. It might have, actually.
Yeah. So, So we'll get back to Candy and Portia, but in the meantime, we have so much other stuff that happens this episode. We see Cynthia go in to get vaginal rejuvenation, and I'm just like, why is Kenya there? Like, we've already seen Cynthia go in with the whole crew looking to get new boobs, and now she's back. And she's getting this rejuvenation, and Kenya's there. And actually, so they go and they flash like into this like scene of like butterflies and stuff like this. Like, what? It's so just like, why are they doing this?
Because Cynthia might just need a companion during this time of her life. You know,
wasn't her sister there too? Though
her sister, yeah.
I'm just like, how many
Cynthia's
people
sister.
Do you need
she
in
needs
there?
A lot
this
of
is like
companions.
Well, Cynthia really didn't know what she was getting, right?
Oh, did she not know going
I think
in
Kenya,
there?
Surprised her with that.
Oh, just what I want my friend to surprise me with, right?
She was like, she's going through this divorce, so let me hook her up with
something petty.
To get her started.
Going through this divorce.
But
let me
tell you what that was interesting.
Rejuvenation.
The plastic surgeon, the person that was, their physician was kind of young.
Yeah.
She was like a baby, like 18. She looks like 18 years old. I'm like, wait. Is she old enough to do this? But nah.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool, though.
Yeah, I just thought it was, like, awkward. Why would you have your friend there in this appointment? But whatever. They flash to this, like, scene of butterflies, and they come back, and she's fine. And then they go right into Portia, like, slow-mo, like, rolling up and getting out of the car. And this is something we've been saying all season. Like, what is with these, like, weird moments with, like, this music and
the
slow-mo? Yeah, just weird. And they only do it, like, once every now and then. So it's not, like, every transition. It's just, like, this one transition. And I'm just like, why is this?
Unbelievable, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Carlos, where are you at, brother? We need to talk to you real quick. Carlos K. Y'all know who he is, right? Okay. I guess y'all don't know who he is. The EP of the show.
Okay.
Yeah, Carlos, tell us what's going on. But when Phaedra does roll up in slow-mo, she's going to meet with what looks to be like her divorce lawyer. And she's letting Phaedra know that the divorce with Apollo is finalized. Yes.
And a fake tear came down.
Yeah, for real. And Apollo has not been notified by the court that this is final, and Phaedra says she's going to tell him. So what did you guys think about that? Because earlier in the episode, Cynthia mentioned that her relationship, her divorce is about to be finalized. So it's like, why is Cynthia's divorce done and
before
Phaedra's, has been going on for, like, ever?
Exactly.
Well, you know, the lady made an interesting point because she was saying, like, after she told her that the divorce was finalized, she was like, you know, most clients take their ring off when they file for divorce.
Yes.
And the fact that, you know, Phaedra took it off right then and there, it's like, what are you holding on to?
Exactly. Like, you were almost hoping that maybe somehow this could work.
Yeah. No, I kind of feel the same way. Like, after everything that we've been reading and talking about in regards to Phaedra and Apollo, I do. I initially thought this is all Phaedra wanting to get rid of Apollo, and Apollo didn't want to, but now...
Mm-hmm. It kind
of... Yeah, now flipped. I kind of think different. And even we see some shots of what's to come this season, and we see some episodes with Apollo's new girlfriend wife. Or fiance or wife. Yeah.
I don't know if they got married yet, but...
Yeah, but fiance. She's on there, and it looks like Phaedra's really upset about it. So I'm just like, you know, maybe what I was reading in the tabloids and what we were talking about is right about Apollo. Phaedra.
Yeah, it's crazy. And just the fact that he's already has a fiance.
Yes.
You were pretty much it's just playing like, Phaedra when you were not in jail.
Yes.
Like, you shouldn't already have a fiance.
Yeah.
It's a weird situation. You know, it's just, it was.
It is.
Like, it wasn't a messy divorce, but it was why, you know, why did they prolong this? Why did this, you know, go for so long without it being finalized, you know, within that short period of time that it could have been knocked out? So I'm just, it's kind of confused. I wonder, like, I really want to know the truth behind it. Hopefully, you know, more of that story would develop soon, but.
So do you think it's Phaedra or do you think it's Apollo that was holding it up all this time? Or do you think it's a mix of both?
Yeah.
I think it was both.
And I feel like they probably did some things to each other to, you know, hurt each other even more to just, like, make it longer and prolonged and messier than it had to be.
Because, honestly, I think Phaedra probably feels guilty that Apollo was locked up. Phaedra knew what Apollo was doing the whole time.
Oh, like, I bet she did. Yeah, she's so the thing is, she felt smart. Like
she had to hold on to him because he is locked up. He's taking the time so she can, you know, probably keep her, you know, maintain her reputation in the streets of Atlanta. But I think I think that's a part of the reason why she was holding on because she just felt guilty. Like, I got, you know, clearly I'm not behind you 100% when I know that you was doing this the whole time and now you're locked up. So it's like, should I move forward with this or, you know, have this feeling of guilt?
So Joseph Boza is literally on fire on Twitter because he says, part of me still thinks Phaedra didn't love Apollo. And he was supposed to be a one-night stand, but they had two kids, and you know her mama, Regina, would have been embarrassed if she had kids out of wedlock. And that's a good point. I never, like, thought about that, but now that I'm reading that and thinking about it, I do see that side of it. Like, there are parts where I thought, Phaedra had me this whole time believing that she really didn't, like, care about this divorce, and she wanted it to be over, so that's why I do believe that, but then after reading what I read, now I think, I don't know if she just didn't care and she's like now mad because another girl's in the situation or what.
Okay, I think that, so I agree with him and you on that last part, but I agree with him as far as like he was saying it was supposed to be a one night stand. But I think that Phaedra did eventually grow to love Apollo, even if that was the case in the beginning.
Right, because like, I think it was a one night stand in the beginning. Because do you remember when she kept lying about how pregnant she was, like how far along she was?
Exactly, like she was just trying to make it add up to how long her and Apollo had possibly been together. So it could seem like, I don't even know how pregnant I am, but whenever I find out, I'm going to just act like that's how long me and Apollo were together.
Because I heard they had sex on his mattress. Like, he was sleeping, like, in somebody's house or one of those, I forget what you call it.
Phaedra's supposed to be better than that.
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
Yeah, but at the end part, like you said, I feel like she was a little upset with Apollo as far as him bringing this woman in the situation and just knowing, you know, her status in the world or whatever. Right. It's just like, how could you play me with somebody like that? Or how could you play me in general knowing that I'm a reality TV star? And then it probably just got messy from there.
Right.
And I feel like Apollo might have did that because of, like, Phaedra might have just wanted a divorce because it looked good for her. Yeah. You know, like, you're in jail. I need a divorce. I need to move on. I need to move better. And he's probably, like, feeling betrayed. Like, what? Are you going to divorce me? I'm in jail. Like, when I need you, like, okay, bet, I'm going to go get me another wife.
Right. Right.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, and that's what Tabitha Roadhouse says Phaedra's all about presentation. So kind of like what you're saying, and I totally agree. Mm-hmm. I think it's all about, you know, how she looks out in public or to
us. To the world. Or, just always worried about other people's opinion.
So from Portia, or from Phaedra and Apollo to Portia and Todd, Portia gets a new house, and she is showing Phaedra around, and she mentions that she's sad because Todd's not by her side. But then later we see they go out to dinner and they have this talk, Portia and Todd do, He brings her a necklace.
Can we just rewind really quick to the Portia and Phaedra situation when they were at the house? Why Phaedra? I thought Phaedra was honestly going to talk about the what took place at the dinner.
So did I.
And the fact that she didn't stand up for her. And I'm surprised Portia didn't bring it up.
Right.
So do you think it was something that was a discussion that they already had, but it wasn't on camera?
So, do you remember when they talked after, like, that night when they kind of split up their separate ways? And it was but they didn't really talk about that specifically, but they did talk about, like, the candy lesbian situation, but they didn't talk about, like, why didn't you stand up for me? So,
and I feel like either way it should have been on camera, whether it was that night or whether it was that day that it was, like, I feel like they would want that on camera.
Right.
You know?
But do you think they brought that up with each other?
I don't think. They might have, but still, I just feel like, why wouldn't that be on camera?
I just feel like they didn't bring it up. Because, like, why would... If you were truly, like, best friends, why wouldn't you go to your friend and be like, yo, why the hell didn't you come to my defense during all of this?
Right.
Well, I think Portia, if anything, she's probably afraid of losing Phaedra, just because who else Portia's going to have?
That's true.
So
yeah.
So I think it's that situation. So it's like, you can say whatever you want to say. You can throw me under the bus. You know, I still want to be freaking frack with you. So.
Yeah.
She's afraid of being alone.
So do you think that they didn't have that conversation then?
I can't, you know, listen, we only see what we see on television.
Right.
So I don't know what took place behind the scenes. But, you know, I just wish they would have showed a bit, because I think that would have been the perfect time to have that conversation.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then with him saying that, I feel like they probably didn't.
Yeah.
Like, now that I'm thinking about it, what he just said about Portia just wanting a friend or not wanting to be alone, like, she probably did just not bring it up on purpose because, like, I don't want it to go the wrong way and then Portia's not my friend.
Right.
I mean, Phaedra's not my friend.
So, Portia meets with Todd. He brings her necklace because she thinks he knows he's made a mistake.
Right.
But Portia basically sits down with him and says, you know, I'll be done with you if you half-ass this. Like, I don't want any half-assedness. That's hard to say. Right. I didn't know that was a word. So what did you think about the conversation between Portia and Todd? And where do you think this is going? Because, spoiler alert, that's not really a spoiler, but, like, we see a scene later, which I have no idea what's going on. Mm-hmm. But Portia tells Todd she's pregnant. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. That was, like, in between the two episodes. They showed, like, what's going to happen this season on Real Housewives of Atlanta. Right. And Portia's telling Todd she's pregnant. Now, I don't know what the hell, if they're reading a script or, like, what's going on, but Portia's not pregnant.
She's not. And so, I just can only imagine, like, what it really is going to be. Like, is she giving him an example?
Are they reading a script?
Is it going to be a miscarriage?
Oh my God, I hope not.
What is it?
Yeah.
But I just feel... Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, let's actually rewind one more time to Portia's house. Why does she have two twin rooms, two bedrooms for the kids?
That's like a red flag. Like, if I was a dude, like, or if I had a dude friend and he was dating her, I'd be like, you better watch yourself with this girl, because why would you have kids rooms? I mean, maybe she has kids that come to the house.
No, I don't know.
You gotta manifest that, you know.
If you was to get a big house,
ready,
you would create
so you don't have to get ready.
Yeah, but
you know?
Here's the thing. Like, that shit's going to be outdated by the time you have a kid anyway. So it's like,
that's
you're going
to... crazy.
I don't know, but I thought it was crazy, too.
Take your time, Portia. But anyway, back to the bizarre.
I agree. No, I'm glad you brought that up.
I don't think it's far-fetched, because if she's really, like, set on this idea of I'm going to have me some babies, regardless of who it is.
That's crazy.
Then, yes, be ready so you don't have to get ready.
That's like you've been...
Why buy another house after she gets pregnant?
But there's, like, beds in the room. Nuts. Like, where's the crib? Like the baby's going to be a little baby first.
True.
That's like you've been a single...
Having a master.
But it's like you've been a single woman, and it's like, I know one day I'm going to get married, so let me go ahead and get my wedding dress now. That's sick.
I do think that's a red flag. Like, I actually like Portia, but it's a red flag. Like, I... Yeah.
That's true, though.
Because think about it like this. What if a dude had a house and had, like, kids' rooms already set up?
Right.
Would you not turn around and run the hell out of that house and, like, lose that dude's number so fast?
She's pressuring him. That's not good for a woman.
Yeah, she is. I do feel like she's pressuring him, and I just feel like she wants him to step to the plate a lot faster and sooner than I think he actually will.
I wonder if she really loves him, or she just... you know, she's putting up with him just so she can have his kids.
I don't think she does. I feel like she's just like, right
there. You think there is love? Or no,
I don't think there is either.
Me neither. Yeah. Like, she's demanding a lot from him.
I think she's and like getting...
like he feels the pressure. Yeah. Like, first the pressure of the reality television in general.
Right.
And then the pressure of like, oh my gosh, like this woman really just wants kids from me. I feel like he actually wants to be in a relationship with her just so it could be more normal. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, let's make this a little normal.
Yeah, but here's my thing about him. If he is feeling so pressured by it, like, why is he quitting his job and moving to Atlanta and like all this other stuff?
I think he does want to step up to the plate.
Okay.
And I think he does want to be this big reality star.
Well, yeah, fired.
Yeah, but basically because he chose Porsche over his job. So. Right.
No, I think if he wants actually, to be the right if that's one actually, for
if
yeah.
that was the option. Yeah. That doesn't make sense. I don't see, if you have a good job in D.C., they're not going to ask you because you got to think about this. First of all, these men in D.C., they have mistresses and everything. So they're it's not going to sit there and ask you, oh, either you're going to go with Porsche or you're going to stay. You can't. That's your personal life. Right. You can't help who you fall in love with. So that's bullshit.
And like,
the
what
fact that
government,
he said that he had the option of doing that.
What government like officials are watching Real Housewives of Atlanta and they're like, oh, yo, I saw you on Porsche's Instagram.
Dude,
you never know, though, because that government stuff gets critical.
He didn't know anything. He was on vacation with his woman.
It's crazy. I know. I want
to
know
if that was actually true. If he got fired over his girlfriend,
you might be able to actually.
We really don't know the extent, though.
I think he is.
He could be lying, but we don't know the details. So,
what do you think? Like, do you think Todd is serious about this, though? Because I
think he is.
About Porsche?
Yeah.
I think he's serious about Porsche. I don't think Porsche is serious about him.
Yeah.
Yep, I think so,
but this conversation was degrading as hell for, you know, towards as far as Ty.
Yeah.
Just being a man, like having you know, tell you. And I'm sure Porsche is much younger than him.
Mm-hmm.
Telling that you need to get your shit together,
but
you know,
I feel
it's
like
no.
He lets her run over him. He's just like, you're right, I do probably
you know,
need
when
to
you
get
need a
together.
Check, which the show was cutting him a check, you're going to let whoever run over
and
you.
And that's
you
why I said, I feel like he wants to step to this plate, but I feel like it's just not him.
Yeah.
Just how, like, last season, Kim Fields, like, just wasn't her.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, she stepped to the plate, but it's just not for her. And I feel like he's trying to step to the plate. He probably would want them to bring him back as many seasons as possible.
Right.
It's just not for him.
Yeah.
To me. Like, he shouldn't be on this show. He shouldn't be Porsche's man and baby daddy and all of that.
Okay, and then we're running out of time, so we don't have much time. So I do want to touch back to the point with Candy and Porsche, because at the end of this episode 14, we see them meet up and have this conversation, and it does not go well. So what did you guys think of Candy calling? She called out Porsche to the extent of she even was like, why were you sitting around like, what?
Right.
Who said that when you did it? And just basically going in on the whole, everything that we talked to Candy about. Like, Candy called Porsche out on everything. I know about what you've done. We've done the same thing.
Right. I'm still team Candy all the way.
Yeah. And Porsche brought up the sex dungeon, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved Candy's response to, do you see Candy? She was like, actually, she's like, I don't have a sex dungeon, but that's actually cool. So,
I might do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I might get it later.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for the idea. But, no, I'm still team Candy.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like Candy has all the facts. Candy has, you know. And Porsche just, like, can't, I don't know. Like, she has no facts to go against Candy's.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm in denial. And Candy's just like, I got facts. And I can't believe the nerve of you.
Yeah. So she's just pulling. She's just pulling from any and everywhere. So we'll see where that ends up.
Just really quick, can we touch on Candy and Riley?
Oh yes, in the
studio.
Yes. What did you guys think of of Riley's song?
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought it was too.
I thought it was dope. But this is my thing, like, you know, because eventually, you know, I mean, I like the song. It's what is it? It's Never Too Late.
Yeah.
No, better late than ever. I mean, I like the song and I like the concept, but at the same time, it's like, do we really want to
bash song for your daddy?
You know,
that's true. See,
father.
I didn't think about it like that. I thought about it more of like, wow, this is a nice way of a mom like helping a daughter get through something. Like, instead of like taking it out and like lashing out and like beating somebody's ass or like, you know, getting into all kinds of bad behavior. Like, this is a creative outlet that she can use. Yeah. But that's true.
I thought it was kind of forced, though. It seems like Riley really didn't want to do it.
Right. No, I do agree with that. Yeah. But at the same time, like, haven't you ever done things, like, because your parents wanted you to do them? Like, mm-hmm. your parents made you do
because
things?
Because it felt like it was like you to right do it to express yourself. I mean, I get it. But I just feel like, you know, because I think they end up meeting anyway, you know, although it was probably more than a month. But I feel like, you know, I don't think it's right for Candy to force her to, like, you know, to sing about, you know, how you feel about your dad and your experience with right. it. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't feeling that. And I was like, come
I think
on,
like
Candy.
No matter how Riley feels, like Riley may have a lot of resentment and, you know,
she says she doesn't
care
towards
him, but I feel like not enough to express that publicly. Like, she still has probably a little hope in her heart that it could be fixed, or that, mm-hmm. you know, her and her dad, her father and daughter relationship just could be improved later on in life or whenever. Yeah. So it's like, I don't want to do this, you know, right here, because that would just, like, end all chances of that happening.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, but music is a way to express yourself.
It is. You know. But, yeah, no, I didn't even think about it that way. But, yeah, you know, maybe it's not the greatest thing to go and diss your dad in a track. Hopefully he doesn't hear it.
Right. Well, somebody tagged us in something on Instagram today.
What is that?
Let me see who their name was. RHBravo99, but it's a text message between Portia and Candy.
Can you read it?
And it says, "Remember the receipts." And so Portia says, I don't know, it starts with, "I definitely would have come, but I'll Vernon St. Louis. Thanks for invite." And then Candy says, "Oh, well, next time." And then Portia says, "Well, finally got my phone back on. It's been broke for 3 days. By the way, I've been laughing every day since Queens. We was turned up for real. Just want you to know I'm not going to rape you on camera. So no worries." Laughing my ass off. And Candy says, "Queens was definitely interesting. Laugh out loud. If you say anything crazy on camera, I'm going to walk away and leave you standing there like I don't know you." Laughing my ass off.
Wow.
Portia says, "Good, because I would do the same. Queens is Vegas. Goes on, stays there." Laughing my ass off.
Oh, jeez.
So pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't know. That kind of changed my perception.
So you...
I feel like, they're both denying it to the fullest.
I don't know what to think. Hopefully we'll find out more.
Yeah, in this case, I guess Candy is the one who told more truth than they agreed to tell. So that's why Portia has been in denial.
And I actually agree because Candy says at one point that she doesn't want to put all of Portia's stuff out there. But I guess because she came for Candy, Candy's like, "The hell with it. I'm just going
to
say whatever you say."
Yeah, for myself. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Well, thank you for that.
So,
RH Bravo.
Thank you, RH Bravo.
Exactly. So aside from that, we have so much that's left to happen this season. So we see, like, literally things that were, like, blowing my mind.
What?
Cynthia and Peter, people are asking them if they're getting back together.
Oh, Lord.
Apollo's girlfriend comes on the show. We finally see Chateau Charest, which will be interesting.
Chateau Charest.
Kim Zolciak comes back on, and her and Kenya are, like, going at it.
Crazy.
Right, yes. Right, right. So I'm excited to see that. Candy is going apeshit. Like, she is losing it. Like, she's flipping out. And I think, hopefully, that's next episode, because that's what they're alluding to. But, you know, they like to keep us waiting. And then the other part that I wrote down was Portia tells Todd that she's pregnant. Which I'm still like, is going on?
Exactly what's gonna
so
happen
I can't wait to see what happens the rest of the season. Anything anybody else wants to mention?
I just want to give a shout out to Callie Princess B and Unfamous_T on Twitter. Both of them hit me up this week, just, you know, interested in they know we didn't do last week's episode, so they were looking forward and they were excited and
hopefully
interested
you guys
about
joined
it.
Us
and
so,
you know, I could tell they really support us.
And
then
awesome.
I feel like these past two episodes were really good, so people just wanted to, like, get our opinion on them too.
Especially tonight's episode,
thanks for supporting
right?
y'all.
And episodes to come are gonna be really good too, so make sure you guys always join us live. Write to us on YouTube because we will write back. Make sure you comment on our video. Follow us on YouTube at AfterBuzzTV. Like our videos. And thanks so much for joining us today,
guys.
You can find me, Jesse Zahner, on all social media at AthleticChick.
All right, follow me, Mo Classified at Mo Classified.
Follow me, Jay Hart. It's me, Jay Hart.
And write to us. I want to hear what you all think about the Candy Porsche situation. We'll see you guys next week.
And be nice.
Yes, be nice. See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.